Sunday morning, 4:19:20. This is a teaching. It's called "Are You in Retreat?" Are you in retreat? This is what it means to retreat: to withdraw, an act or process of withdrawing, especially from what is difficult, dangerous, or disagreeable. The process of receding from a position or state attained. What have we attained in God's Word? The Lord has been saying that we are complete in Him. If that is so, then there would never be a reason to retreat. If we believe God's Word, we would only stand. Okay, Ephesians. Let me read what retreat is again. To withdraw. An act or process of withdrawing, especially from what is difficult, dangerous, or disagreeable. The process of receding from a position or state attained. We're told in Colossians that we are seated with Him in heavenly places. We're ruling and reigning with Him. Even Ephesians and Colossians. All right, Ephesians 6. We find it here. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. So the word stand here means abide, appoint, bring, continue, covenant, establish, hold up, lay, present, set up, or staunch. Staunch means extinguish. You could say, it is an unmovable, like set in your face like flint, and I shall not be moved. It's an unmovable position that no matter what the enemy is doing, you do not retreat. You stand, and when you've done all to stand, you feel like you're at your wit's end and there's no place to go, you continue to stand. Okay. What do you do when a symptom comes against you? Do you accommodate it? Accommodate means to bring into agreement. A lot of times, it'll come and you, before you know it, you're backing up, you're agreeing with it. And what happens? And the field gets smaller, and you get more boxed in, you get more boxed in, you get more boxed in until you don't have anywhere to go. That's the devil's tactic. We can see him in our culture working right now through this. What the deep state meant with this virus, what they meant to do to us, hurt us like sheep, vaccinate us, kill us, get us off the scene. God had another plan. But that's how the enemy works. Trying to convince you the pain or the whatever is more real. To convince you of certain facts about it that are not true. Hesitate to hold back in doubt and indecision. Well, I was confident last night, but this morning it's not looking good. These two things cause us to lose ground. All right, we're going to read a story, and that's going to be it. 1 Samuel. I don't know where I'm going with this one. 17. I admonish you in this that you would pay attention. You'll find out if you're acting or reacting. All right. Now the Philistines gathered together their armies to battle and was gathered together at Socho, which belonged to Judah, and pitched between Socho and Azekah in Phiz Damon. And Saul and the men of Israel were gathered together and pitched by the valley of Elah and set the battle in array against the Philistines. And the Philistines stood on a mountain on one side, and Israel stood on a mountain the other side, and there was a valley between them. There went out a champion of the camp of the Philistines named Goliath of Gath, whose height was 6 cubits and a span. He had a helmet of brass upon his head, and he was armed with a coat of mail. And the weight of the coat was 5,000 shekels of brass, and he had greaves of brass upon his legs, and a target of brass between his shoulders, and the staff of his spear was like a weaver's beam, and his spear's head weighed 600 shekels of iron. One bearing a shield went before him. And he stood and cried unto the armies of Israel and said unto them, why are you come out to set your battle in array? Why are ye... Okay, that's right. Am not I a Philistine and ye servants to Saul? Choose you a man for you and let him come down to me. If he be able to fight with me and to kill me, then will we be your servants. But if I prevail against him and kill him, then shall ye be our servants and serve us. And the Philistine said, I defy the armies of Israel this day. Give me a man that we may fight together. When Saul and all the Israel heard these words of the Philistines, they were dismayed and greatly afraid. So what were they doing? They were running for the foxholes. Because Big Bad and Ugly presented himself. And I'm sure he was an awesome sight. He was a giant. All right. I'm not going to read the whole story. You know what it is. All right. This is in verse 32. Now, you know, David shows up and he sees all that's going on and he sees how everybody's acting. And he begins to say, who does this pig think he is? Verse 32. And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. That's retreat. Thy servant shall go and fight with this Philistine. And Saul said to David, thou art not able to go against this Philistine to fight with him, for thou art but a youth, and he a man of war from his youth. And David said unto Saul, thy servant kept his father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and took a lamb out of the flock. And I went out after him, and smote him, and delivered him out of his mouth. And when he arose against me, I caught him by his beard, and smote him, and slew him. Thy servant slew both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine shall be as one of them, seeing he hath defied the armies of the living God. And David said, moreover, the Lord that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of this Philistine. And Saul said unto David, go, and the Lord be with thee. And Saul armed David with his armor, and he put his helmet of brass upon his head. Also he armed him with a coat of mail. And David girded his sword upon his armor, and he essayed to go, for he had not proved it. And David said unto Saul, I cannot go with these, for I have not proved them. And David put them off. And he took a staff in his hand and chose 5 smooth stones out of the brook and put them in a shepherd's bag, which he had, even in a scrip. And his sling was in his hand, and he drew near to the Philistine. He didn't retreat. He drew near. Here they are, a big valley with one army on one side and the other on the other. He draws near. What's wrong with him? And the Philistine came and drew near unto David, and the man that bare the shield went before him. And when the Philistine looked about and saw David, he disdained him, for he was but a youth and ruddy and of a fair countenance. And the Philistine said unto David, am I a dog that thou comest to me with staves? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me, and I will give thy flesh unto the fowls of the air and to the beasts of the field. Yeah, you ain't going to make it this time. You have failed. Remember the word before the service. You failed. You're not going to make it this time. It's over. Then David said to the Philistine, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I come to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts and the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied. This day will the Lord deliver thee into mine hand, and I will smite thee and take thine head from thee. And I will give the carcasses of the host of the Philistines to stand to the fowls of the air and to the wild beasts of the earth, that the earth may know that there is a God in Israel. And all this assembly shall know that the Lord saveth not with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands." It came to pass when the Philistine arose and came and drew nigh to meet David, that David hasted and ran toward the army to meet the Philistine. And David put his hand in his bag and took thence a stone and slung it and smote the Philistine in his forehead, that the stone sunk into his forehead. He fell upon his face to the earth. So David prevailed over the Philistine with a sling and with a stone, and smote the Philistine and slew him, but there was no sword in the hand of David. Timber. Therefore David ran and stood upon the Philistine and took his sword and drew it out of the sheath thereof and slew him and cut off his head therewith. And when the Philistines saw their champion was dead, they fled. The devil retreated. The army hesitated. They accommodated the devil. David stood. He even came near. And he prevailed. No different for us than was for him. God only makes champions, not failures.